All right, let's go. Ayo, we're three hot guys sharing our opinions because we're special and different. Gold medals, we're winning. Can't help it if we're burdened by our intellect. You can play checkers while we pretend we know the rules to chess. The council has spoken, and we are the chosen. Your nose is broken because I broke it.
And welcome back to another episode of Wheel of the Council. We've got Jordan in the booth.
Ooh, it's a barn burner today, folks. We're rushing on this
We've
one.
Got
wow.
Danny on the on the wonderful stage in Philadelphia.
I just love Jordan's use of words, barn burner.
It's a barn burner.
We slapped this together real quick.
Oh boy. We're all very busy. Some of us busier than others because let's just say that maybe a couple people in this call thought they were on the short list to be picked for VP and maybe weren't. And now have to find gainful employment.
Look.
Another bubble for Joseph Rothschild.
Look, you don't want to be anywhere on stage near that man right now, apparently.
Yeah, so I guess we should talk about, like, the assassination attempt that happened this week.
Man, I sure am tired of living through historical events.
Historical events! You stole it from my mouth!
Gotcha!
So if you're all unfamiliar, former President Donald Trump was having one of his many rallies somewhere in Philadelphia, and some guy got up on a barn, you know, the jury's out on whether it was burning or not.
Shot.
And took out an AR-15 and blasted him. Did not hit him. Grazed his ear and then killed someone in the audience, I think, before being just immediately, you know, lit up by Secret Service. What do we think about this? Holy, what a day it was.
You know, I'll hold back many opinions, but I will say, like Danny said, holy shit, I am so tired of living through historical events. Like, why do we have to be alive during, like, textbook edition years, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna say
paragraphs are gonna be written about this, you know, 100 years in the future in American history books. There's gonna be like the shit that kids learn in high school is gonna be the shit we're living through right now. And it's just a lot, man. I'm just so tired.
Too many weeks of decades happening in like a week or two versus the latter of that phrase.
You know who that quote is from, by the way?
No.
The wonderful Lenin. They call him Lenin. And he said a great many things, and many people liked some of the things, and many didn't. He said very many nasty things, but he was right when he said that. I love that, like, I think at this point we can probably say the shooter was not, like, ideologically motivated. Like, they found out it was just, like, a generic Republican guy, and he didn't leave, like, a manifesto or anything. It's like a 20-year-old with like a Groiper PFP or something. And it's just such a strange occurrence. I would have to say probably, I think he was motivated by the shark story. I think he was an agent of Big Shark.
Shark?
He didn't want the truth to get out about the shark in the battery.
Oh my God. He thought that,
what are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard the greatest hypothetical of all time?
No.
Okay. So at like the last five consecutive rallies, Trump has posed the same hypothetical, which is truly miraculous. So he starts this by being like, and you know, they want to put batteries on boats. They don't want you using gas-powered boats anymore. You can't use the motor. They want it to be battery-powered. I said, terrible idea. It's in the water. The battery, it's going to shock you. But let's say, and then he eases into it real nice. He goes, let's say that your boat starts sinking and you look off to the side and you see coming for you is a hungry shark. He's going to tear you limb from limb. Now you're sinking in your battery-powered boat. Do you grab the terminal of the battery, which is submerged in water, electrocuting yourself and killing yourself instantly? Or do you take your chances fighting the shark?
Okay, I answer your question.
But before you answer,
question.
I want to drive
what
home.
What the fuck was he talking about?
He has brought this up like at least four or five times. He tells stories about where he posed this hypothetical to like these like marine individuals who are like in charge of boating and sporting. And he asks and they say something like, I have no idea. No one's ever asked me something like that. And he goes, that's probably because it's a really smart question. I'm like, yeah, God, I think it is.
So good.
So I have to ask, what are you doing? Are you taking the shark or are you taking the battery?
Oh, the shark, 100%.
I'll take my chance with the shark. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, would it? The battery is just conceding, right?
Yeah.
Well, would it surprise you to know that Donald Trump picks 100% of the time and disregards individuals who pick otherwise? 100% of the time, he picks the battery. He says, I'm grabbing the battery. It's crazy,
this
right?
This just baffles me. I don't understand. Like, okay, hypothetical aside, like, what is the fuck is, where does this come from? Why does he talk about this?
Okay, but to be fair, if I was a 300-pound beluga, I probably also would take the battery.
The shark comes over like, some sort of a lion seal seems to be struggling in the water there. Perfect.
Delicious McDonald's-shaped man. Yeah.
No, it's incredible. And that's the difference between he and us and why he survived the assassination attempt is he has the split-second decision-making to turn his head to obfuscate, you know, the path of the bullet, and also to die the least painful death when faced with the possibility of a shark attack.
Okay, I have to ask, do you guys think the fist is cool? Like the fist up in the air pose he did after getting shot at?
Oh, the thing that 100% is going to win him the election? Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess it looks all right.
There's a picture of him where he's got like his fist up in the air and he's like going fight after he got shot. He's got blood all over his face. And the picture is already, let me just put it this way, already on t-shirts you can purchase in every New York and New Jersey boardwalk.
Yep.
I will admit the picture is a little cool. It's a little cool.
Unfortunately,
doesn't look
it
like
goes
a man
hard.
Who would be grabbing the battery. I will say, of course, he kind of negated all the goodwill by next day announcing a VP pick that looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy tried to grow a beard.
Yes.
That guy, ooh, something's wrong with him. You ever look at someone and you
just can't believe it's JD Vance.
You look at someone and you think he came out wrong. He needed a couple more weeks in the womb.
Oh,
that
yeah.
one didn't go well.
Are you racist?
I will say I was about to mention that. I was going to be like, I love the clip of him where he goes, "Are you racist? Do you hate Mexicans?"
It's such a good clip. For those of you who don't know at home, there is an attack ad on Biden from JD Vance, and the first thing he says to his voters is, "Are you racist?" It's so awesome.
It's so funny. Like, that's what I'm coming out of the gate with.
I don't know if you guys have been following, like I do because I'm a sicko, is I've been following all of the legitimate just out and out racists that are on Twitter and, you know, all of those streaming services. But they have a big problem with this guy because his wife is Indian and his kids all have like Indian names. So there's this beautiful clip of one of those little like 5'2". I think it was Nick Fuentes where he's like, I just have to say from like from a white identity standpoint, not because I'm racist, but you know, I am racist, but not right? not because I'm racist. Is this guy really going to stand for us? You know, it's very strange. And I'm like, wow. That's unfortunate. He's appealing to nobody. He's gross to normal people because he looks like, you know, some sort of lumpy space princess, you know, from like 2010 Cartoon Network show Adventure Time given human flesh. And he's repulsive to the racists because he's not racist enough. He would be a lot better off if he answered that question. Are you racist? Are you Mexican? With yes. Yeah, I am.
You're right. It was Nick Fuentes. I just checked for you. And the exact quote is, J.D. Vance also has an Indian wife and a kid named Vivek. All his kids have Indian names. So it's like, what exactly are we getting here? And that's not a dig at him, just because I'm a racist or something. But who is this guy really? So you really nailed it on the quote there. Just off
your head. I know, dude. I'm plugged in. I'm not that plugged in. I'm not that plugged in, but I'm plugged in. Oh, man. No, it's been such a crazy week. Such a crazy week. It's, to think that it started with people asking Biden to drop out and we were like, man, that's the craziest political news of the week for sure. That it was like, oh, it's not even the fourth craziest.
Nope, yeah. Not at all. Did you guys see the video clip of Biden like shambling away from a press conference?
Doing the Mr. Burns walk with the hands
like,
up.
Literally doing the 90-year-old husk walk. It's like,
yeah, it's not
crazy.
Good.
It's like, feels almost like elder abuse.
Yes, yes.
He's looking like a basement one boss in Binding of Isaac. He's looking like, you take him out, he would be dropping a cube of meat.
Yeah.
That's why the assassin went for Trump, by the way, is you get
better
cheater.
Loot. He got better loot.
He just said he only drops like health a plus one up in Biden of Isaac.
Yeah. we can't. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with the posts. But it would be so great to title this one "The Biden of Isaac." Oh, all right. Okay. Enough talking about politics. Do you guys want
to
talk about
what really matters? Dude, shut up. Shut up, man. Shut up. Get to the Reddit.
First and foremost, we have this one comes from r/AmItheAsshole. This was given to me by Danny about 4 seconds ago. And I just want you, before you listen to this one, place yourself back in the beautiful year of 2013. Now, this post comes from 2021, but place yourself back in the beautiful year of 2013 and recall. The edgiest guy in the world was like Ricky Gervais making fun of Christians. r/atheism was a default sub. A.A. Lewis was only 9 months out from being enlightened, not by a phony god, but his own intelligence. So just get your fedoras ready and let's just all go back there.
Yes.
Mentally together.
Going back in time.
Okay. I'm back. I'm so back.
Am I the asshole for calling a woman pulchritudinous?
Wow.
Oh my god.
I wanted to check to make sure that you pronounced it right, and you did. You got it. You banged that out.
Would you like to know how I know how to pronounce
this word?
Please
tell me.
Sepulchritude is an attack in Andrew Hussey's pre-Homestuck work, Problem Sleuth.
Yes! It's
from 2006.
You're so right! Oh my god, I completely forgot!
Pulchritude is a
Homestuck thing?
A prior to Homestuck thing. It is the work before Homestuck. That's how far back we're
I will
going
say here. Problem Sleuth is like Andrew's like junk food comic. It does nothing.
It's
good. Just funny. It's great. Oh, it's my favorite.
Oh yeah, it's real good. I like when he writes the letter and fires it out of a beautiful typewriter that turns into a gun. Ugh, wonderful work.
It's really great.
But has also bestowed me with the intellectual prowess to understand this individual. Now, this person's name is Mr. Big Vocab, which is...
Yes!
Let's go. All right.
Let me read you. Yes! I read the first sentence and I... Oh my god. I'm like, I need to give somebody a swirly. Like... It's so bad. Oh my god. Okay, go.
How would this guy describe a swirly? No! Do not deign me to that porcelain prison. The Coriolis of the swirl will dampen my beautiful locks. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Let me read you this post. My vocabulary is quite frankly gargantuan. I'm not pretentious. I don't try to use big words to look educated. It just happens. The problem is the only thing bigger than my vocabulary is my appetite for the fairer sex.
I can't. Oh my god.
I regularly compliment women when I pass them on the street, but I of course always do so in a polite, courteous, and sensual manner. They almost always respond positively.
Oh my god. Sniper rifle on this guy's location.
You gotta aim for the ear. Yesterday, I was walking with a colleague of mine when I passed a woman who rivaled Aphrodite. It pained me that the rest of her undoubtedly luscious lips and assuredly earth-shattering smile were obscured by a mask. Oh my god, he's an anti-masker.
Yes!
She walked by and I couldn't help but mutter, simply pulchritudinous. She turned around as red as Mars in both senses. What are the both senses? It's the planet and the god?
I don't know, man.
I don't think that really works the way this guy wants.
I don't think it does either.
Maybe I'm missing something. This guy's got a pretty gargantuan vocabulary. Anyway, she turned around as red as Mars in both senses and told me to fuck off. I was shocked. I've never had a woman react like that about my word choice. Most are titillated, not ticked. My friend insisted that she just felt embarrassed because she didn't know the definition, so she lashed out. And I'm inclined to agree with that. But I'm still worried that it... Oh, no. Mistake located.
Spelling error. Grammatical error.
Gotcha, you little smartass.
Gotcha, you fucker.
Put him in the toilet. Put him in the locker. But I'm still worried that it, my vocabulary, may be more off-putting than I initially thought. I don't want to ascribe the reaction of a single woman on the street too much consequence. That would be silly of me. But I am worried that because of my quick tongue, I may indeed be the asshole in this situation. Am I? Jordan, what do you got?
Here's a wild thought. Yeah, of course you're going to start with me. Here's a wild thought. Maybe she did know that pulchritudinous just means beautiful, and she didn't want to be fucking catcalled. How hard, like, might it be that?
No. I mean, you could use context clues here, right?
Jordan, yeah, exactly. Jordan, your simple mind cannot comprehend exactly how to handle the other gender.
To be honest, I honestly forgot the fairer sex. Talking like fucking, what the hell is his name? I forgot the fucking Baldur's Gate 3 character. Oh, the one that I hate. Astarion. There we go. No, I forgot guys like this existed, actually, to be honest with you.
These guys were everywhere in like 2013. They were like
2008
everywhere.
To the early 2010s. Like, I thought they just like disappeared because nobody liked them, you know? I thought they all got it by now. But
you know, okay,
clearly
here's what I'll say. I do kind of miss these guys.
I do kind of miss it.
They were a type of weird nerd that was just like so far removed from like the mainstream understanding of how you're supposed to conduct yourself socially that it was like enjoyable to watch, you know? And they really would get in thesaurus fights with each other. And nowadays, nerds just yell slurs at each other about like which League of Legends character they can jerk off to. But back in the day, these people were like fast at work, like actively opening reference materials to be like, how can I throw in some shit about ancient Greece? It was really beautiful in a way.
I guess they did try.
They would research,
yeah,
you know, like Aristotle to make sure that they could,
yeah,
wear their like hat or something.
Like, have you seen, like, we were just talking about it. The weird nerds these days, they just go to any streaming service that isn't Twitch and watch someone like play like the worst like mobile shovelware in the world while like saying slurs and talking about like the white race, right? But like,
right, yeah,
back in,
yeah,
the day, weird nerds had to work at it.
True.
They weren't just like consuming content by other weird nerds. They were actively honing their own rapier wit simply by crossing swords with other magnanimous individuals with big vocabularies and bigger dicks.
You know, I'm so happy I went the route of the gym, bro. Like, you know, because back in high school, no, seriously,
no, it's
back
good.
In high school, I was like, you know, I was like a nerdy guy, and I was like, shitty in my own way, because you know, I was like a young guy in a small town,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah, but like, there was like the fucking, the which way Western man fork in the road in front of me. And it was like, which way do I go? Do I think that I'm smarter than everybody? Or do I realize that I'm stupid and just go work out? And after I graduated high school, I eventually went down the correct path, which is not pretending that I'm the smartest person in the room wherever I go, and finding like some sort of hobby, which was working out in this case. But I do say, where do you think the change in nerds happened? Do you think it was Gamergate? It had to be Gamergate,
absolutely,
right?
Huge catalyst.
I feel like everything is Gamergate. It can't all be Gamergate.
No, I know it can't all be Gamergate, but like, I don't remember dudes.
You know
being
what I think it
so,
was
like awful, like, you know, racist little worms before Gamergate. What do you think it is?
I think it is the shift socially from like being online all the time. Like back in the day, like people in as late as like 2013, people could do like 2 or 3 hours of screen time a day, and that was like the normal amount. But now it's expected that you are on a computer, like, depending on your job, upwards of like 12. And just that constant being online meant that all these like online spaces that used to be for weird social rejects who study the thesaurus all day just became for everyone. And all the weird freaks like A.A. Lewis and the geniuses at r/atheism just sort of withered away in the face of, you know, like normal people who were like, can you please talk like a normal person?
Right, yeah. I don't know. It's like, I think there is some credence to that theory. I'll lend some credence to that theory. It's just, it's something I think about every once in a while. It's just like, what the fuck happened? Like,
these guys weren't like predators. They were like prey. So we should keep a couple of them in zoos and they can have like a steady diet of fair m'ladies. Or maybe they are like predators and they're just, there were too many of them to survive. So we should like release like 7 or 8 of them, like the gray wolves back into Yellowstone, onto like any given platform and just see if they can survive. You know what, actually, I'm asking for the audience to chime in on this.
Yeah,
one.
Let us know.
If you're like a 20 to 30 year old person who works with or is around like kids regularly, like young teenagers, let us know. Do kids still do this? Are there still kids who are like this, who like wear
the
fedoras
kids?
And
yeah
and like
kids.
Tip them and shit? Like, let us know.
Yeah,
are there still weird thesaurus freaks?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends, or at least one of my best friends, used to be a m'lady kid. Sorry, yeah. Evan.
You just named him like that.
Sorry. Just name him.
And then just say his address, too. Fuck it, you know?
Yeah. No, but it's so
my
funny.
My good friend Evan, last name Hanson.
Yeah. the both of us kind of had some tendencies like this too, so I'm just so happy we didn't like stay there. How do you stay there though? Like, this was from 3 years ago, this post was. How do you like not look back at it, or how do you not see this behavior at some future year and just be like, oh, this is cringe as fuck, you know?
I hope this like, is like a kind of sheltered 18 year old and not like a 45 year old.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for indulging me, guys. I really wanted this one.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about this one.
Decision time.
Do you guys want to 1-2-3 this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
100%. Yeah.
All right. When it comes to the lone Homo sapien among a crowd of Cro-Magnon apes, is our protagonist, our pulchritudinous protagonist, the asshole? 3-2-1
Yes.
Indubitably.
Indubitably so.
I miss him, dude. I miss these people so
much. These guys.
You know, we got something worse, but I still don't miss these people. Sorry, you can't get me to say it.
The council has spoken.
All right, let's do our second one. We're gonna do a little sandwich here. Do a freak, normal freak. Okay, this one comes from AITAH. The subreddit for fake ones.
I almost just choked on my water.
Although the previous one is also probably fake.
Yeah, yeah.
This comes from Chained Familiar, which, first off, amazing name.
Awesome.
Oh,
stuff.
My God. And real quick, I just want to let you all know, this person has not used a throwaway here. This is their actual main. They post a lot on, like, you know, like r/ relationship memes, r/ Batman, but they also post on r/ femdom orgasm. So they just got everything on the table here. I like it.
Damn.
I appreciate this out of our posters.
Yeah. Holy.
Okay. This individual posted this 3 entire days ago. So fresh, but maybe don't inhale too much given this user's post history. Me, 45M, and wife, 41F, are in the early processes of separating. Nothing dramatic, just the usual irreconcilable differences. Money, social balance, what we want to do with the rest of our lives. She's happy with the house and her work. I want to experience more of the world before I get too old. Sex isn't one of the reasons for separating, even though it has been sporadic over the last few years, putting it mildly. I've been reaching out to a lot of my old friends for support during this time, as has she, and have reconnected with the man I lost my virginity to at 16. He was 19 at the time. We met up for a few drinks a couple of nights ago in town and had a really good evening, at the end of which we said we should hook up once the separation was moving forwards. The next day, my wife confronts me. asking why I hadn't told her I'd lost my virginity to a man. I asked her what she was talking about, and it turns out that one of her work colleagues was in the same pub the previous night and had overheard us talking. My wife was, and still is, furious that I hadn't said anything about this over the 18 years we'd been together, and says now that I've deceived her and she believes this is the reason why I've instigated us going our separate ways. She started to tell everyone I'm a closet homosexual and have been all the time. Am I the asshole here?
I mean... No.
Wait, I mean, I don't know how this like was missed. Is he like, I'm sorry. Is the poster like bisexual?
Yeah, I guess the question like, should, yeah, the poster is bisexual. I imagine, you know, or maybe it's just right? like one I mean, really good dude. What if they're straight, but they're like that one guy is like crazy.
Dang, yeah. That guy, like,
you know,
listen,
you know how straight guys are always like, oh, I'd go gay for one guy. What if this was the one guy?
This is it. This
hey,
is the guy.
It's the guy that actually went with the one guy. Like, every yeah. straight guy will say that, you know, but this guy, he really, he went through with it, you know?
And now his wife's freaking out. He's like, what's your problem? Like,
yeah,
I was very specific.
Every guy's got one guy. Duh, honey.
What's your one guy?
I don't have one guy. Sorry. I am way too straight. It's a bummer. I know. Sorry, listeners.
I don't think I have one. And not off the top of my head.
Wow, you know, maybe not even anyone in this chat.
No. Shut up.
Who's yours? What do you mean who's yours? I got more than one guy, buddy.
That question doesn't count for you. Yeah.
Okay, but if you
were
straight.
I guess the doing the like, but I'm not. No, just imagine. Okay, so this is, I guess the question is, obviously I think this guy isn't the asshole for like having sex with a man, but is it bad that he never told this to his wife 18 years with this woman and he's never discussed it?
I do think it's weird. I mean, like, how did that not come up at all? Like,
well,
never, not even once, just like, oh, like, and like, what, did you never tell her? Maybe he's like, the poster's not gay and they're mostly straight, like you mentioned. I know we were joking, but like, they had just one encounter and they tried it and it was fun and that was it, right? Like, they don't really like do much else, but I feel like that,
I am kind of, I guess, inferring that the guy's bisexual,
right.
I guess he could just be like exploring or something.
Yeah, he could have had one experimental phase, but also, I mean, think with the assumption that he is bisexual, okay?
Yeah.
Think about the age of the post, right? This is 3 days ago and the guy says he's 45. There is still a pretty significant like generational difference there. I'm not saying that people who are in their 40s are homophobic or anything, but remember us as millennials, we were pretty decently young when gay marriage was legalized within the United States.
Pretty decently young. I was fucking 20.
That's pretty young. That's pretty young, you know,
yeah.
Considering. So if you were 20 when gay marriage got legalized in the States, this guy in this post would have been like, what, 35? So, I mean, like, he had his full childhood and early adulthood where being gay was like extremely, you know, closeted for a lot of people. So maybe that's just what he used to. He had a homosexual experience and said, okay, I'm not going to talk about this with anyone.
That's
this
a good
has
point.
To stay secret.
Really good point.
You know? Yeah.
But I understand that, but with your wife,
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I do think that to support what Jordan's saying is that this guy might not even think he's gay. And so he was just like, oh, like, I don't have to tell anyone about this experience because it's not real, right? And
yeah.
It's like, maybe I'll just say, like, in quotes, bad or, like, not cool or taboo or whatever, right? And so he just never really was inclined to and then just, you know, proceeded to be in this relationship and just never said it. Now, I don't think that's good, right? I think that's, like, generally rough, even if it makes sense and it's explainable.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, if she finds out that, oh my, oh, you're like, you have, you know, a broader range of your sexuality than I thought you did, that's kind of a lot to hear if you've been married for such a long time, right?
Yeah.
So like, how, like, it's just kind of crazy that like that you're right, Jordan. I think there's just so much maybe suppression from this guy that he just never even thought that there was ever any ever reason to tell her. So that's why he's here, right? Like, say, am I the asshole? I don't know. I thought, what happened here? Like, I don't know, man. You didn't tell her about something that's clearly a pretty big sexual experience that you went to go call the guy when you're not even done breaking up with your wife or divorcing her to be like, let's fuck again. I think you're gay, man.
Here's an actual question that I have, and this is like a legitimate question.
Which is okay. Yeah.
So when it comes to talking about like previous sexual experiences with your wife or very serious current relationship that you're in, do you guys feel like you have to give every detail? Like you have to talk about like all your partners and things that you've done or anything like that? This isn't like a weird lead up that I'm making. I'm genuinely asking, like, what's your take on like your transparency with your sexual experiences with your current partner? Like, what do you think about that? Do you think it's mandatory? Like what?
That's a good question. I'll jump in. Just that, like, I think it depends. It's person to person. I think you're right that maybe it's like, you're just like, you have to reach that level of comfortability. I don't know. I personally enjoy kind of like a kind of free feeling to myself, and that if my partner kind of knows most of me, I won't have anything really to hide. And so if they know everything about me, I can kind of be free, right? Like that's my own personal take on it. And so the more that I put out in front and say, listen, I'm this, I've done this, I went through this, yada, yada, then they can kind of look at me whole and say, okay, this is like kind of the person I can accept. And like, if you can't accept me for me, then that's it. Right. So that's my take on it. What about you, Joseph?
Yeah, it's tough. I would say that I need an encyclopedic level of understanding about every sexual encounter they've ever had. I'm talking not only people, but like wet dreams.
Sure.
I want to know every time they masturbated in their life. And to
Okay. Oh, you're going to install the CCTV?
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know. So I guess I would say, regardless of the question of like what exactly you want to know about, you know, your partner's sexual history, maybe I'm just weird and privileged because I get to date a bisexual, but like surely you're going to talk about your own sexuality with the person you're having sex with all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my follow-up question is like, okay, so if it's like kind of like whatever, like what your sexual your past sexual experiences have been, like surely you don't want to hide it from them, I guess, but like, is it a mandate that you tell them? And also, is it all like a mandate that you tell them like your sexuality? Like, let's say a person has had sex with 19 women and one man, okay? Mm-hmm. And they get in a relationship and he goes, I've had a lot of sex with a lot of different people, you know, I've been with a lot of different women. And he leaves out of the part about previously being with a man. Is that like a sin in a relationship? I don't, like, he's being open that he's had a lot of sex with a lot of different people. Like, what is the problem with leaving out the fact that he's been with a man before?
I think it can depend.
In this hypothetical.
It just depends.
I guess, yeah, I guess there's no problem. It's just, to me, it's just weird that you wouldn't share that information with your partner. Like, I don't know, not to jerk myself off here, but I feel like, you know, like being bisexual is a lot of like who I am, and I would feel really shitty if I didn't get to kind of share that with someone. I guess this guy is, I mean, there's a little bit of guilt kind of leaking out from the post proper, you know, and he's older than we are. Maybe it's a lot to do with like the stigma of being a guy who loves other guys, but it is kind of strange. I just think that I don't think that you should be compelled in a relationship to like disclose like your body count or your sexuality or whatever, but if you're marrying someone, like you're gonna share your life with them, right? Like, don't you want to talk about this kind of stuff? Don't you want to be like honest and realistic with yourself? I don't know, it seems like a thing that like I understand that she feels like betrayed or like something was hidden from her because of this. If I found out 18 years into a marriage that my partner's sexuality was different than what I thought it was, I would feel like shit. And like, I wouldn't start calling my friends and being like, actually,
it's not the sexuality. It's just when you put it like that, trust, right? It's just, you're just like,
well, but unfortunately, I hate to gas this guy up, But he was completely right to be so afraid, because she immediately started being like, he's a gay homo to all
that's
of her
true.
Friends. And
yeah.
it's like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
That
well,
sucks.
I guess I should have stated closeted yeah. as possible, huh?
Yeah. Sorry, man.
I understand wanting to be transparent in a relationship, but I also understand, like for exactly what we just said from this guy's perspective, like, there's probably a reason that stuff like that didn't come out into the daylight. But I also get, like, why... I don't know. It's such a weird... This is an experience I don't have, which is why I'm using this as, like, a... Why I'm being very, like, candid and talking about it, because I'm never going to have this experience,
never.
Right? I'm straight as a fucking arrow, you know? Okay, I guess you're right. But in my current state of mind, I don't think I'm ever going to have an experience like this. So I'm, like, genuinely asking questions here because I don't know, you know, I guess what is... And I have the privilege of doing a podcast with somebody who is a different sexuality than me. So it is a... I at least get a one person's different perspective here.
This one's tough. It's tough.
It is tough. And I think you're right that it is, not to shit all over you too, but it is kind of like two straight guys kind of talking in circles.
Okay.
Well, but I think that yep. also this
you're
showcases
wrong.
Kind of a generational divide, because I know I wouldn't
yes.
feel comfortable dating yep. someone long term without them knowing about, like, my sexuality and honestly, like, parts of my sexual history
yeah,
too.
Yep.
But this guy comes from a different generation than us. They're like a very old millennial, or they
yep.
are like
yep.
a young Gen X. They clearly feel some type of way about previous sexual experiences with people who are the same gender as them. And they seem to be afraid that if people found out, things would blow up. And upon hearing that the guy has had sex with men, the wife is like, cool, time to spread it around so it can blow up and ruin his life.
Yeah.
And so yeah. I think there is a type of fear that we kind of take for granted as members of a younger generation that, you know, bisexual and gay people from previous generations did feel. And it can be hard to connect with and sympathize with stories of them not telling even the people they trust the most in the world about stuff they've, like, done and said and felt. And more than kind of coming down on either end of this, this story has kind of just instilled me with a general distrust and fear. I would say a general sadness that
yeah.
things were like this. And at minimum, a little bit of hope that we aren't going to be seeing Am I the Assholes about this, about people in our generation, you know, 10 years down the line. But really rough, for sure.
You know, to put a cherry on top of what you were saying,
yeah,
I'm
sure.
like rereading kind of like what she did. And it's really frustrating that, of course, that she, you know, goes out and outs this guy to everyone and start spreading almost like lies, and at least it sounds like it, that, like,
calling
I mean,
him a closet
lies, but...
homosexual is not true. He married you, you know, you had a life together.
Like, maybe he technically is closeted in terms of, like, he hasn't said much or hasn't really reckoned with it, and maybe is bisexual and it really just enjoys women mostly, but had a good experience with men, like, whatever. And no one knows, because she never took the time to just sit down and be like, oh, wow, okay, what happened, and, like, talk it out and be like, is this a betrayal? Is this something that you've always had? Was this the reason for the divorce? I would like that closure, right? Which is fair, but she doesn't go about it like that. It's just really homophobic, and it's just like, he was always closeted, and you're just like, wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't get behind the reaction, like, of course.
Yeah,
of
but
course
we're not
can,
we're not asking,
like,
about the reaction.
So,
we're asking, should he have told her? You know, should he have been honest with his wife?
Yeah.
Well, good thing I'm straight and I can,
I don't
you
know,
really
maybe,
provide some
yeah.
good input here.
Y'all ready to vote yeah. on this one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Decision time.
All right, Danny, where are we at?
Oh, is this guy the asshole for not telling his wife that he lost virginity to a man? I want to say... You know what? I think I was at a position at first, and I was pretty ready to be like, yeah, probably, because of my own biases, my own life I've lived, and the communities I'm in. But it's hard. I'll say the slightest no, not really. I get it. Looks like he was right to keep it a secret. And I don't know. There's a lot to this post we've already talked to death about. So I'll say just ever so slightly no. I think maybe in a different situation, if he was younger or more progressive and they just, like, you know, just kept this out of her and she was more accepting and didn't do this, I would definitely be more willing to call him an asshole for not being open. But No, I guess I don't think so.
Jordan?
Yeah, I'm also going to say, I'm actually going to more confidently say no, because like the generational difference is the big thing that leads me on that side of the fence, because I just, you know, it was such a different era that people older than us came up and grew up through. And I also just like, why does it fucking matter? I guess like, I
yeah,
just,
you're breaking up anyway. Who cares?
Like honestly, like, who cares? Like, I don't know. I did some goofy shit in college or whatever, or in high school, or out
goofy,
of high school,
you know,
you know? It's
saying.
Like, whatever. It's just sexual experiences are just like, it's like, I don't know. It's, I get being open, but I also understand if you don't want to be, like, it's a fucking,
it's a hard balance.
It's just your own, I don't know. I can't call this guy an asshole. I just can't get there. I can't land there. That's where
I'm
at.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, I feel like judging him by the standards of kind of how we as millennials live our lives, I would be like, yeah, he's an asshole. But I really can't fault this guy for being like, nah, can't say anything. Everything would blow up in my face. And then she found out and everything blew up in his face. So I guess he was right and knew something I didn't. Good they're separating, though. That's great.
Yeah. Whoo, nice. I hope the sex
can you
with
imagine
the new
being
guy
in
rocks.
A relationship where you couldn't talk to the person you were married to about this type of shit, and then immediately they just stab you in the fucking back. Like, oh my God. Good thing you got out. I do like the top comment is, well, the good news is, what's she going to do? Leave you?
Yeah, exactly.
There is one weird thing in here that I think deserves a little bit of attention. He talks a little about this relationship that he had when he was 16 and the guy was 19. And is like, that is actually consensual via UK law. And then the people in the comments correct him. And they're like, so that's true for a man and a woman. But there was a different consent standard for gay people until 2000. I was like, awesome. I love that, you know, the US isn't the only insane country.
Oh, sick. Yeah, great. Like, that's insane.
Really cool. Yeah.
Great.
Ugh. And does clarify in the edits, my wife and I never discussed sexual history. It may sound impossible, but it's true. She was just never that interested in having that conversation, and sex wasn't hugely important to her as well. I've been around homophobia enough playing sports to know that saying anything about any sexual contact at all would get me ostracized from all of my social groups, including sections of my family. So even though I may have deceived everyone, it wouldn't have been right to lose my whole life just because of who I was attracted to at a single point in my life. Oh, man. Oh,
that is sad.
God, I'm sorry,
sad.
Dude. This
fuck?
One sucks.
Dude, ugh.
Wow.
This sucks. Fucking hell.
Oh, good on getting out.
The council has spoken.
All right. This one comes from r/amitheasshole. Username, your dad's cum dump.
Oh.
Great. Okay, good.
I'm in.
All right. Awesome. Great.
Are you?
Yeah. Here I go, King
Sex
shaming.
Okay, this person is not posting in other subs. This is actually the throwaway. He wrote the throwaway with this name.
Okay, that's kind of right. Awesome.
Post goes, am I the asshole for purposely dressing down to buy a BMW? TLDR, dressed in a t-shirt and shorts to buy an M4, boomer salesman showed no interest and lied to me, so I complained to the manager. All right, here's the story. I was recently promoted to senior software engineer, so I figured I would treat myself to a BMW M4 competition.
Sorry, I'm just so not shocked this is an engineer. Continue.
The idea of dressing like a hobo and buying a sports car always seemed so cool to me, as lame as it might be. I work from home, and I was wearing basketball shorts, a baggy white t-shirt, and Crocs. What's the problem with that? At the door, my girlfriend realized what I was doing and scowled. She asked me to change, but I told her they'd be happy to take my money no matter what I wore. She just rolled her eyes but didn't say anything. At the dealership, there were three salesmen on the floor. Two were busy and one was doing something on the computer. I wanted to ask if they had a test car with carbon bucket seats. I approached the boomer age guy on his computer. I asked if they had an M model with bucket seats. He glanced up for half a second and said, what you see is what you get. Okay then. I found a demo car on the floor with bucket seats. I went back to the boomer and asked if I could take it for a drive. He told me one of the other salesmen could help me out. Okay, then. The other salesmen were still busy. I was frustrated, but I obliged. I waited by his desk, and 2 minutes later, he told me they don't allow test drives of M cars, which is bullshit because I had the option to book it online. I just didn't know if it would have bucket seats. I ended up waiting for one of the other salesmen. He was great. He let me test drive an M2 with the bucket seats, and I ordered the M4 through him. At some point, the general manager came out to greet me. I shared with him that I was disappointed from the customer service I got from the boomer. The manager shot him a dirty glare, and the boomer had a stern but concerned look on his face. On the way home, I was elated about my purchase, but I noticed my girlfriend wasn't as excited. I asked her what was up, and she told me it was a dick move to bait the boomer into giving me no attention, then complained to the manager about it. I honestly didn't intend to bait him or make him look bad. I just wanted to dress like a college student while buying an M4. Am I the asshole?
This post is so good.
It's so good. It's so good. Honestly, this man is my king. Oh, this man is my fucking king. Anything that can fuck over a car salesman,
I think we're
about
to land on different fucking ends of this one, Jordan.
I think
I'm gonna
me
be honest
and Joseph
with
might be aligned on this
one. Oh, seriously?
I think the two of us have an idea in our head. So this guy's trying to do Pretty Woman, right? He's just trying to do the Pretty Woman thing.
Yes.
Where he comes in with looking like shit.
I don't know.
And they don't
is.
Pay him any attention. And he goes, big mistake. Huge. And he buys a fucking BMW with all the fixins. Two things here. One, this is peak BMW owner behavior. Yes. This is the smarmiest, slimiest, stupid thing. So irritating and annoying that the girlfriend immediately sniffs it out. And she's like, please do not do this
stupid shit. I know what you're going to do. This sucks. What? What's the problem? Goes over, does the sucky shitty thing, comes back. Hey, you did the sucky shitty thing. Why are you mad? Shut up. God, I hate you.
Second.
Why is it shitty though? Okay,
second
okay.
is perfect engineer behavior. Yes. Like,
I got in my basketball shorts from my work from home job, and then I told the salesman to suck my dick. Why were they mad at me?
And he has to do it. It's his. And thirdly, I actually don't know if the boomer salesman treated him that poorly.
Correct.
He's like coming up to this guy who's working on something on his computer, and the guy's like, sorry, I'm busy, you know, hit someone else up. And he's like, I don't know if that's the case. And then complains to the manager, and I think is inferring that the boomer's like, a person like you couldn't possibly afford these cars.
But there
is also a possibility that like this is a play on the part of the dealership where like you throw up like an old grizzled salesman. He's like, oh, I don't think you could afford it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy an M4 from you right now. Like,
oh,
it's
they
so
got
funny.
Me.
It's so funny to be like, he's doing this smarmy, stupid shit to buy an expensive car. People are slightly less accommodating than he'd hoped. And then he buys the car and he's like, got him.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that what he kind of wanted, though? He kind of wanted this reaction,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
I get that it worked out the way that he wanted. I just think he's a smarmy fuck.
Yeah,
I think he's
just
being
sucks.
An asshole.
It's so Reddit to be like, I went to go piss off this guy and they got pissed off. Why are they mad at me? Like...
It's like the fucking Tony Zaret bit where he's like, I'm homeless, but I actually am the CEO.
Yes! I dress up like a homeless guy and then I go to the CEO, but I'm really homeless. And then I was fired. So now I'm really homeless, but dressing up like the CEO. You can take that resume and throw it in the fucking trash can because you are not getting the job.
Like it is reminiscent of, and Pretty Woman's not the only one. So many like media has done this. Like
it's like a fucking Darman skit.
Darman is perfect. A YouTuber who is insane, who has created the dumbest skits alive, and it's like, this guy rejected by boomer salesman. Shut up.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. I will buy the car. And then he bought the car anyway. You just lost a sale. Except you didn't, because I'm buying the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine
nice work,
like
everyone.
One of your friends goes up to you and is like, I'm gonna purposely dress like a kid. He references like a college kid to do what exactly? Trick the people there and like look quote unquote cool when he ends up buying the thing and they underestimate him? You're a nerd. Go buy the car.
It's so Reddit. This is,
oh
it is
my
god!
I could. Oh, someone in the comments of the post in quotes put, "I cosplayed as poor." Lol. Like that's what this post
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
Okay, wait. While we're talking about the poor cosplay, like, was the concept that he thought people got dressed up to buy cars? Like, do you all like, oh, we're going to go to the dealership. Let me break out the three-piece suit. I'm going in.
I mean, like, no, like that. You're right. Like, I don't think about that. I also don't think it'd be like a cool bit to do. The most I would do is, well, I'm going to be meeting with like a lot of people. Maybe I'll put on a polo or something. Like, I don't know. I would like to look good.
Yeah.
That's,
okay.
That's me.
With your action, I was going to say, well, isn't it also kind of fucking corny to dress up to go buy a car? But when you say like, you don't have to dress up, you can at least just like put on presentable clothing.
I'm not even doing that.
If you're going to go.
You're right. So like I'm down for the whatever clothes, but I'm not down for why, right? Like I'm not down for you to make this post about it online and be like, hey, they underestimated me because I was poor. Like, shut up.
Crocs on. Yeah. Yeah. God, I do.
Tell us why you hate salesmen. Tell us why you hate car salesmen.
Okay.
I mean, they suck too for their own reasons.
They're annoying, man. Yeah, they're terrible.
They are.
Come
but
on.
Like, it's really funny that this guy ascribed what was essentially like a sitcom moment and was like the boomer was mad when maybe the guy was just like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm very busy. I can't handle you right now.
Okay, I missed that. That's fair. I'll give you that where it's just like he's literally working on his computer and he walks in and be like,
because if he
car
was
now,
like,
please.
The guy literally was like, I'm sorry. I can't do business with you. You're poor. Then maybe I'd be on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
refuse people things because they're poor. I'm gonna be like, you're poor.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you look I have my poor detector installed.
It smells like you're broken here.
Open your wallet. See? I knew it. Poor. Poor.
Poor. Poor. Show me your bank account. Please pull up your bank account, please. Oh, fuck. Yeah. So it's like, I desperately want to be on this guy's side.
No,
because
do
I
not
love,
concede to Reddit.
No, I won't. This guy is
he's
fucking
doing
annoying,
some epic
but
trolling.
But I do love annoying old people. He's doing epic trolling. He's annoying an old person and he's annoying a car salesman, which I think are three like, God, oh man, I'm right there with you. But it's like, oh God, this is just so cringe. It's cosplaying being poor.
I
want to
read
like,
two
fuck,
comments
man.
Here. The first being, the post begs the question, who is more arrogant, BMW sellers or drivers?
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
response is, yeah, I mean, the salesman can go fuck himself, but OP sounded like he was getting a hard-on writing this. Weird.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so good. I like one that says, you're the asshole. I mean, not for this, you just seem like one.
That's my take. That's 100% my take.
All right. I guess we should vote on this.
Decision time.
When it comes to the epic Reddit genius who pretty womaned an entire BMW store and then bought all their shit anyway, then was unfairly lambasted by his rude girlfriend simply for doing the thing he said he wasn't about to do. Is he the asshole?
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yeah, he is.
I will
yes,
never let a Redditor through my giant strong
it's so
grip.
It's so hard. It's two groups of people that I both hate.
So okay, but think of the I don't know. Think of the girlfriend. Think
I
of the
know
girlfriend.
He's an asshole, Danny.
She literally was like, "Dude, don't do this." Goes to do it.
I like the girl is like,
you know, at the end of the day, he's a man. So
true. As women hate,
I like the
men hater.
The girl goes, "Don't do this stupid fucking thing," and he's like, "What?"
Yeah.
Literally like, "What?" Like playing the worst kind of dumb. Okay, listen, this is a personal vendetta, and I work
I think
at software.
Funny.
I've worked in software.
Danny sells BMWs for a living.
No, it's the opposite. The engineer part is the thing that gets me the most. I'm like, ugh, God, you little Redditor engineer. You think you're so cool.
So
I hate you.
I was just promoted to...
I have a STEM degree. I played lacrosse in college. I'm gonna wear Crocs.
I like the like, I was just promoted to upper lower middle management. I'm now a junior senior programmer with a $90,000 a year salary. So I thought I would treat myself to a little BMW. It's so good. It's so good.
Fuck. It's supposed to
so
everything
good.
I hate.
And then I posted about the fun story on Reddit.
Salesmen, BMWs,
okay, can you read the edit, Joseph, please?
Redditors.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. All right, edit. I still have no idea whether or not I'm the asshole.
Yeah, why don't you engineer it, you fucking idiot?
Also, I've never seen Pretty Woman.
He's never seen it.
And why does everyone think I'm lying? Leave a remind me comment. I'll post a photo of the M4 on r/BMW when I pick it up in September.
He's going to the other subreddits.
No, I really did. I can really afford the BMW. I'm wearing my Crocs while typing.
I definitely think that this guy is going to post about his BMW on r/BMW. I'm there right now, by the way. I'm just like scrolling. Literally every single post is someone posting like, just got my first M, just got my first BMW, my first ever BMW, first BMW, check out my BMW, work hard, play harder.
Oh my God. Yeah. Fuck, they're all the worst people.
It's literally everyone just posting like, just bought my first BMW. It's like every single post is like that. What are the comments like on this sub? Oh, they're all like, this woman goes, my husband just bought me my first BMW. The comments, does your husband want a husband? That man loves you. I got my wife a BMW once. Didn't help with the headaches. Now she drives a Toyota.
Literally just my bitch wife likes to watch Blue.
My stupid bitch wife drives cars and won't fuck me. Oh, man. But check out my first BMW.
Check out my first M.
This is rough, man. These are rough.
Have you seen the posters throwaway, I guess? I checked their posts, and they originally tried to post this on, you know, the original Am I the Asshole subreddit, and it got deleted. And he came, of course, to the ATAH subreddit. And every post on the Am I the Asshole, like the original one, he is downvoted to high heaven. It's just so funny.
It's
why am I
so
getting downvoted?
Funny. God.
Let me pull up the ones from the... from the Am I the Asshole sub.
This is like the car version of 30-year-old white guy orders food in perfect Chinese, you know? It's like...
Rich person cosplays in poor and shocks boomer by ordering in perfect engineer. On the original sub, it says... This comment goes, I honestly didn't intend to bait him. One, fucking bullshit. And two, you acknowledged that's what you did. Oh my God.
It's the post that keeps on giving. It's so good.
Oh, dude, you fucking laid me out
it's
with
so
that.
Funny.
Oh shit.
I do like there's one comment. On Am I the Asshole, they allow you to ask for more information by going INFO:, and then your question. So we have one of the top comments to the original thread is, info, why did this seem cool to you?
Good question.
That's a great question. Did he respond to it?
I would wager that he... Oh, he did! Holy fuck, wait, he did! Just wanted to make a statement, I guess. Maybe I just care too much about what people think. The reply, okay. What is the statement? The comment? Never judge a book by its cover. It all wraps
oh
around.
God,
it's,
yes.
it's the Zaret extended universe.
Yeah. Oh my so God. Good. It's so good.
Because I was the hobo,
it's
but then
so
I was the CEO
good.
And you need the job, but you were the hobo. Oh, man.
Oh, that's awesome. So the response, of course, is, so, yes. You did want to bait him. That's the whole point. Oh, that's so awesome.
It's so good. I think this guy rocks,
so
actually.
Awesome.
I think this guy, I need to give this guy a lifetime supply of Zins. I need to, you know, make sure that all of his company parties go very well. He needs to get day drunk every Friday at noon. It's great. I'm so proud of him. Enjoy your first M.
The Council has spoken.
All right, I guess that's it. Anyone have any final words, final thoughts?
You know, next time I go to a convention or a Yu-Gi-Oh convention, I'm dressing down, making sure people don't overestimate me. And then when I pull out my moves, boom.
My QCR engravers. Damn it. No, I don't have anything else to add.
Yeah, this was great. Awesome. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.